For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Molly and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. If you use enough of them, then that's great stuff. We, of course, are broadcasting live from the Score's Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Want to thank them for their contribution. Thanks to Evan Thomas. He gets us up and running and motivated and twitching every morning. We appreciate it. And thanks to everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening on this Friday. Fun show today.
Yeah, it's been a fun week. It's just, again, we got to straighten out this election thing because it's going to interrupt the
trade deadline,
and they should move the election.
How dare they?
Accommodate the trade deadline. Thank you very much to our executive producer, Dustin William Rhodes.
Little roller up along first, behind the bag, it gets through Buckner, here comes Knight, and the Mets win it!
Ouch.
Boy, do we have to hear that?
That was
rough.
It's
an anniversary.
Well, he's dead now, right?
Yeah.
So
Dustin?
Okay.
No, he just left.
Dustin just sounds a little under the weather.
38 years ago.
Mookie Wilson.
Know where I was.
Man,
and
rough.
Thank you to the man who blows us secret kisses into the night. He's Brandon Fry.
Get 2 out of 5.
Taylor, come on.
The Utah Jazz.
He did it one point, but he's
a couple years ago.
He's now in Chicago.
I watch the Chicago Bulls.
Back to Chicago, the place where he's from.
Chicago's
one of your favorite cities.
Okay. To go to have fun, not to watch the Bulls.
Charles Barkley. When asked where THT is playing these days, he struggled.
Who he play for?
That's what he struggled with. Hey, it's Marshall Harris. There he is. Marshall.
What up?
And he's with Dan Bernstein. We've got Dan here.
What the hell?
you never get the proper treatment.
Oh,
you
man.
Deserve so low these many years. What do you think, huh? Come on. How happy are you?
And don't worry about the election interfering with a trade deadline. Because here's the thing. This is what people don't realize.
Okay.
About, 35 million people have voted already? The election day is the end of the election, not the beginning.
But the trade deadline is the end of the trade period, not the beginning, as we've already seen.
That's when voting ends. The election started a while ago.
I just feel like there's a lot of stuff going on, and they should just move the election.
Hmm. It's weird that the NFL did not make
any accommodations
for that. It is. They're usually more
NFL's king.
They like the spotlight.
Savvy.
You're right. No, they like to make everything an event.
Hey, if you're the NFL, you don't have to take a back seat. You don't have to capitulate or to anything ever.
To the electoral process.
Anything. No. We could land on Mars and people are going to be watching the Jaguars and the Colts.
That's true.
it's very true. How about that game last night was pretty good. Huh?
Oh, that was a really good
football game.
Yeah, it was a
really good drama.
Worth watching.
And what was the restaurant where they were showing that fabulous looking steak that was being prepared for Al Michaels?
The one with no veggies?
When he said get the veggies out of there, whatever that was looked sensational. I want to know where that place is.
Steak looked pretty good.
The steak, whatever that, like a béarnaise sauce on it, a sliced. That was so good.
Now I'm hungry.
And the fact that he's gone his entire life without eating vegetables.
Why?
That doesn't like him.
That doesn't really.
Crazy.
That's not healthy.
It's not good. But he's still out here, isn't he?
It doesn't matter.
I know.
He's half.
95% of health is genes and luck.
Dang. Don't say that.
But vegetables are actually good. Vegetables are not good, just good for you. They're good.
Depending on how they're prepared. Let's be honest. David, let's be honest. Depending on how they are prepared.
I don't know. Not really. Not really, Marshall. I think I could have broccoli. I could have it steamed. I could have it raw. I could have it with cheese.
All right, I'll take the béarnaise sauce.
Same thing with Brussels sprouts. I cannot do that. I need my Brussels sprouts prepared
a certain way,
crispy. Like
they are so good.
Yeah, you need a little olive oil drizzle in the oven, or
now you can't.
I'm just
really
saying that Al Michaels is like the Seinfeld bit about when he says we're supposed to eat healthy, He goes like, my grandparents are 90, and all they eat is fat and salt and sugar, and they're 90.
Are they French?
Yeah,
it's fair.
Well, the French paradox: you drink enough, wine, it cleans you out.
Hmm.
And the other part of the French paradox is for years when they
that's a good movie
they always
way.
Died they were all dying of lung cancer.
French paradox.
So
French paradox.
A lot of the Europeans were dying because they smoked themselves to death.
Yes.
And because so they didn't have time to die of the other digestive causes.
That's a pleasant thought on a Friday morning.
Thank you for that.
They don't anymore.
I'm going to have breakfast.
No, Europe isn't as smoky.
Clean it out.
I am bad. I am so bad.
They died of insouciance. Ennui.
Ennui.
Cause of death. Ennui.
Great word, too, insouciance.
Safony.
I'm just happy. It's been a good week.
You're just tired.
It's Friday. I get to stop for a while.
Not that long.
You're gonna You're gonna collapse on the way to the car.
I traveled this weekend. When you combine travel with my life, it doesn't work.
Only if you
do you know where you are.
No,
I'm a big fan of the day between the travel and work. So the extra day built in.
I didn't do that.
You didn't do that, did you?
No, that was a mistake. To be honest.
Yeah, yeah.
Or the recovery day.
You it's needed after the age of 21. I don't know.
Depends on where you go. I can remember one time being in Paris, and I was looking at a train schedule, and someone was like, what are you doing? And I'm like, I got to find like wherever the nearest place to go and get a treatment is. I just need to... I need a treatment. I mean, got to check in somewhere. Is there anything on this map?
And like random people were concerned about you?
Well, I think I was too close to it. I can't see parlez-vous.
It's like a week-long bender you were on?
Dry out. Oh, God. It was bad.
Really?
Yes. It was
in
a
Paris.
Weekend. Yes. We were in London, and someone got the idea that we should race to Paris. Four of us there. Two of us take a plane and two of us take the train and see who got there quicker. And it ended up just...
Was this like an argument that escalated?
It was an argument at a pub that wound up with us in Paris.
How drunk were the people involved in the conversation prior?
Like, relatively sober.
It just seems like a bad idea.
But it was just like, what's quicker? Is it faster if you just got on the channel? Or
I would just look at my phone and it would tell me the arrival times.
And then you raced.
And we raced. We did like around the world in 80 days, only in about an hour and a half.
The great race. And was it Peter Falk?
The Amazing Race on CBS Now.
I wound up a couple days later.
Road Rules on MTV. These are all things that come to mind.
Looking for a place to go. Surely there's somewhere here.
Wow.
Surely you can't be serious.
I was a very young man, and I had very little.
Oh, this wasn't recent.
Oh, God. If I did that recently, I'd be looking for a funeral home.
I was honestly impressed with the story.
That would be funnier if you're looking at the train schedule to find a funeral home.
Yeah, exactly. That's how confusing it gets. What are you doing today? What do you got?
We've got Bears preview. We have to talk about the... This is the time for something to happen that hasn't happened in a while, in my opinion. Also going to look at it as far as the angle where how the Commanders would be viewing this game as far as their season and the importance to them. And it's interesting to sort of go through the looking glass on that.
They got three division games coming
up. I know.
Yeah.
I know they do. I've got a World Series note where it's one of these times where the failure of rose-colored glasses of nostalgia is what I'll call it. Brad Evans is going to sub for Joe Ostrowski today. If you've never heard Brad Evans, buckle up, buttercup. High noon, 11:45. Kevin Fishbane at noon. Adam Hoge at 1. And the solid wall of sound thereafter.
Have a great show.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.